back, everyone. So let's remove the bookmark and continue our story. Horatio, you're up next.
Seeing the situation that Cal and I are in right now, Horatio is going to will the unicorn to disengage, and then I'm going to move back 5 feet away from Banshee number two, and going to grab Cal and say, "We're in a tough spot," and dimension door. Now, do the roof on these homes look sturdy?
Yeah, they look sturdy. You can tell. They haven't been attacked yet, and they all look sturdy enough.
Okay.
How many things can you bring with you?
Just one, so I'm only taking Cal.
Alright, bye, horses.
Yeah, the horses are... I'm still gonna will my horse to, like, run away, like, around the house to get away from these things, but for now, I'm just getting me and Cal out of there, and I'm going to dimension Doris to this roof over here.
Alright. Do you accept Cal?
I accept.
Alright, so you go ahead and move back, holding on to Cal, casting your dimension door, the black hole spherical circle appears above your horses, but underneath the rest of you as you're all just sucked into it, peering back up hundreds of feet away, or about 75 feet away, on top of one of the roofs, overlooking the battle that Duran is in the midst of. But you are safe out of the clutches of the Revenants and the Banshees that made their way towards you.
All right. And that's my action. And then with
Horatio.
With the no problem. With the rest of my willed movement, I will have the unicorn kinda run this way to then go like behind the house that way.
Okay. So the unicorn will then go ahead and use the rest of its movement to run and hide behind one of the houses as the Banshees try to go and make a strike against it and the Revenants to kill it. Unfortunately, they're unable to. It's too swift, too fast, and it hides behind the house. Meanwhile, they're all looking around, looking for you. Back and forth.
I had to give me and Cal the Obi-Wan.
The Obi-Wan?
The high ground.
Oh. But you can see my eyes roll, everybody.
That's the end of my turn.
All right, so... using your magical prowess to teleport away, you are safe on top of the roof as you overlook the battle that Duran's currently just in between. Up next is Duran. What do you wish to do as you are surrounded by people and undead and unicorns?
As he's almost fading in and out from being paralyzed by the wraith, he gets a surge of healing energy from King, and he remembers that though the battlefield was once his home, his real home is the Steel Eye, and we need to win. Unicorn! Duran communicates through his like, mentally commands it. Bring me into the darkness. I will show these creatures how the Valkyrie fight. And he's going to try to get it to disengage and move into the darkness.
Full feet, or how far in darkness do you wish to move?
He's going to try to move 10 feet into the darkness.
All right. Roll me, because... there are spots where there are people, spots where there are flames. Roll me D6 to see where you end up exactly. You don't know where anything is.
Awesome. But he will have the unicorn disengage first.
I know that D3. Okay. So you go ahead and will the unicorn. Unicorn bucks up, batting away the Revenants and other undead. And as they back up a little bit, it uses that chance to whisk you away safely in between into the darkness, and you land unbeknowingly in the corner. After brushing up against some of the flaming skulls, the horse finally puts itself into a safe position, a little bit into the darkness, though unbeknownst to you, surrounded by undead creatures. Go ahead, and
Duran closes his eyes and trusts his life to his blade now.
All right, go ahead and roll me that wisdom saving throw. See if you can unparalyze yourself.
No, an 8.
8 does not make it. You are still stuck onto your unicorn, though the unicorn is trying to keep you protected as best as it can. Up next are the Revenants. Revenant number 1 is currently out of it, so it doesn't start its turn. They have no ranged attacks, and they cannot see into the dark. So let's see here. Do they want to? I'm going to roll them for a perception check, see if they notice you on the roof. Okay. The Revenant looks up as you peer across. You lock eyes for a moment, Horatio, but you quickly jump back before its eye starts to glow. It looks around, upset, but instead decides to, I guess it will just attack the people around because it can't see you guys. Instead, it will just take a swipe at this gnome that's running across. And the revenant goes ahead and makes a necrotic punch. It, like, grabs the gnome by the throat, eyes is on the horse, begins choking it, throwing the gnome halfway across the field as it hits across one of the sidings of the house, falling unconscious on its side. Using it, and it will stay there within outside of the darkness, waiting for you guys to come out. And the rest of its turn. The other revenants that you have escaped from will get around behind the darkness and not stepping into the unicorn's range and sit here and wait as they slowly are healing themselves.
Can I do all the flame skulls for?
Go right ahead. They're all in.
Pew 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 pew.
All right, the flame skulls are hit with a bombardment of unicorns as they're hit left and right. Oh wait, they all have to roll concentration checks. All right, so that is a success. So they keep their flaming spheres and are gonna go and just let them loose. So it will ram it forward, hitting you, King. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw at disadvantage. You cannot see this coming. 18 is a success.
So you, with my unicorn and Milo's grace.
All right, so you take half of 2d6. You take 3 points of damage.
It burns a little.
All right, so that was with its just normal bonus action. It will then attempt to bite at something that's near it. Well, actually, they don't just bite. Oh, no, they don't bite. They just shoot fire blasts. Okay. It will randomly strike a fire ray in front of it and see who it hits. So, Flame 1 shoots a ray. Monaco, you see this ray come past you and just go right, a ray of flame just go right off towards the side, blasting the water on the other hand, making a large explosion of water as it hits it. It hit a dud. It makes 2 of these attacks. So it will attempt to do it one more time. And the same exact thing. It shoots right past you, landing into the water, not able to hit anyone in this magical dark. Flame skull number 2 will move its skull, will move its flame up towards Monaco, knowing the direction that she is in. Monaco, you see this coming, so you do not have to make this advantage. Go ahead and make that dexterity saving throw.
A 12.
All right, unfortunately that is not high enough, and you were hit by the flaming sphere, taking 8 points of damage. Go ahead and roll a concentration check. I think you're holding concentration on darkness, correct?
Yeah. Right. It's fire damage?
Yes, it's fire damage, so it's halved. So go ahead and give yourself 4 more HP. But the jig is up, and the magical darkness fades away, and everyone now sees everything, and now everyone kind of, you see the two pedestrians holding each other like, and they're looking back and forth as the attention of all the heads are now shifting onto them and onto you.
Duran brain chats, I didn't have a backup plan. What's your plan, guys?
Since it only attacked with a flaming spear, we'll then go ahead and strike Monaco with its, well, you are resistant to fire, so this will be halved, but it's a fire ray, natural 20.
That's a spell. Is that a spell? I have the high ground.
Do you want to go ahead and try to cast?
yeah, I'll cast counterspell at 4th level.
All right. As the fire ray strikes and goes over Monaco, you look on over, moving your hand to counter it, and doing so, the fire ray disappears. You're not struck with this natural 20, Monaco.
And that's an abjuration spell, and since it's 4, I get 8 HP added to my 10 hit points.
Okay, go ahead and add that. So, since it was failed the first time, it cannot use the second shot of that, so therefore, it ends its turn. Flame Skull number 3 will go, and it will look over and see Duran behind him and paralyzed and attack.
Are our spirit guardians still fighting
the
skulls?
Yes, they all were.
Yeah, I did spirit guardians at the start because they were in both.
Oh.
It will just go ahead and attack you with its multiple attacks of fire ray. Unless someone has a counter.
I've already used my reaction, so I cannot.
First attack, natural 20. So, the first attack is a natural 20, doing 20 points of damage. It will then make its second attack. Well, it's the second ray that comes out. 24, doing 9 points of damage to Duran. Alright, so this creature goes ahead and looks on over, seeing Duran on top of his high horse, paralyzed and not moving. Its eyes begins to glow red, and it shoots out these fiery blasts, striking him in his chest. He's able to stay up on the horse because of the magical nature of this unicorn, but unfortunately, he is not looking good. Flame Skull number 4 will go, and it will go ahead and also use its fire ray against Duran. Does anybody want to counter spell? Okay. All right. So as you go ahead and use it, it fizzles once again as his eyes begins to glow. It looks on over to you as it starts to see your hand put out and looks very angry and shifts his gaze towards you now that his blast has been ended. Flame skill number 5 will ignore the pedestrian as it's seeing Duran there. You're just so close, Duran. It will just stay where it's at and fire some fire ray at you.
I would like to counterspell.
You go ahead and counter.
This will be an upcast counterspell since I'm out of third level, so it's a fourth level counterspell as well. Flowers appear around him and absorb the energy and crumble to black and wither.
Okay. In doing so, ending the blast, the creature hisses and angrily, and you, once again its gaze is shifted towards you. It ends its turn there. So, that was number 5. And lastly, number 6 is going to Duran. 23, doing 8 points of damage. And as Duran, as you are on top, paralyzed on the horse, you're unable to move and struck. You're finally blasted in your chest and everything just goes dark. And everything fades away and you are unconscious. No longer able to maintain that mental connection, you fall off into the unicorn as it stands there, whinnying and neighing and distraught as you fall down to the ground prone unconscious. It will then use its other shot to instead fire at you to now fire at King that poses its threat as well. His second shot, 14, which misses. All right, so that ends the Flame Skull's turn. Sorry, I think I skipped something. Oh, the warhorse, yes. All right, so that ends its turn. Up next is King. King, you look on over, and now you can see into the darkness. You see Duran get bombarded by these Flame Skulls and falls to the ground unconscious. What do you wish to do?
I'm going to see that now my allies are in need of sustained healing and aid, and with that I will stand up on my unicorn, and I'll hold my hand up, and I'll use a bonus action to say in Sylvan, "Return to me, Caliburn!" And all of the shards will disappear, and I'm assuming Duran will poof and fall because he's paralyzed.
Well, he already fell to the ground unconscious.
Oh, he fell, yeah. So all of the shards will reconnect, and I'll, you know, fall to the ground myself and have a reformed Caliburn in my hand. And with that, I'll start spinning and dancing in place, and I will do Royal Dominion, and I will activate my Vagary, Mist Vagary, activate Aquatic Waltz, and I will use 3 of my charges, seeing as if as we are in a dire situation, and have a mist start to swirl out around me and sort of coalesce with the spiritual guardians I'm still maintaining, to pulse a healing wave into all of my allies and these civilians in the area as well. And then with that, I will, now that I sort of like have spun in place, I will, just as quickly as I've reformed it, I'm going to take it and I'm going to like throw Caliburn down, and it's going to shatter into 5 pieces, and like hornets, they're going to stingray, and I'm going to send them flying towards the Flame Skulls, one each, try and knock them.
Okay.
Using my Activate Caliburn ability. Right. So first, let me, myself, Monaco, Duran. I'm not going to actually target the people.
No, no need.
But we get 1, 2, 3 at the start, and then also the regen effect, since they are within range. And then 5. So I have 5 hits, and I'm going to just send 1 towards each of them. So I'm just going to make the attack and then the damage if it hits. So it hit 2 of them and missed 3 of them, doing 13 damage as it smashes into them. And then for those 2, if they are concentrating on their spheres, they will need to.
And that is a failure. Okay.
And then I will now sort of dance, because I only have my actual movement right left, which is only 5 more feet. So I'm going to try and move a little bit this way just to get directly away from this flaming sphere.
You're still within
sphere.
5 of the spheres, so you know.
Oh, look. I know, but I don't want to be like on top of it.
All right.
And also, this will now bring Revenant 1 into range of...
As well as the
Warhorse. As well as the Warhorse. let me crash that into him and hopefully. And then that was my explosive turn.
Roll me a perception check, Lily.
Perception. Not very perceptive.
Do Kalanar see anything? We are on the high ground.
I will give you and Cal as well a perception check. Just because you have the high ground and you have been in fight with the Revenants before, I will give you that as well.
I don't know why.
Oh, because you're frightened. Why? So technically they're in view of you. So like you can see the unfortunately, you can see the Revenants. You're so frightened of them. But that's fine.
I rolled a 5, so I don't see shit.
And I rolled a 24, so I see all.
Alright, so looking down after seeing King getting blasting again, the Remnants getting hit by King's divine radiant horses, or unicorns, you notice that they have been healing, but the healing has stopped and sizzled back up. The Remnants, specifically.
Okay.
Alright. Next up will be the Banshees. That Banshee number 4 will notice after all your counterspelling and things up there, will notice you up, and that's about a 30-foot high. So it'll be able to raise itself all the way up with its full movement and get right in front of your face.
I didn't even counterspell the Banshee. Why is it noticing me? I don't... Get away from me.
So the Banshee goes up for... It's technically 40 feet off of the ground in front of you, but I'm going to place it right here. And then I need you to make a Constitution saving throw. Plus 4, because Cal's right next to you. God damn it. 18. You succeed against its Banshee's wail, but instead take 3d6 psychic, doing 6 points as it's most of it absorbed by your abjuration magic. So, after King goes around and uses his vagary to heal everyone in the area, Duran, you are able to get back the life into your eyes as you blink, feeling the calm, soothing energy of your steel eye bond, looking on over and seeing King move back and forth. At that moment, King, one thing I forgot to do, then you make a dexterity saving throw as you end your 5 feet from the tier. 13. All right, so you take half of 8, so 4 points of fire damage as you manage to duck out the way. So give yourself 4 points of damage for me, please. Horatio, feeling the wail coming from the creature, your mind is befuddled, but you're able to stay fast and aren't able to be attacked. Up next will be Banshee number 2, who's all the way on the other side, but we'll just fly 40 feet and 25, 30 to get right behind King, ignoring the passerby as they're trying to make their way out. And King...
Remember when she enters my zone, her speed is halved, so she still probably might make it to me, but she'll also take damage.
She has 5, 10. Yep, she can make it, but she takes damage. Okay. Taking the damage from your spiritual guardian as it goes and makes a wail at you, go ahead and roll that Constitution saving throw.
I'm going to add my Urabu bonus.
You add that Urabu bonus.
Please, Makar, I need you right now. Yes! 19 con save.
19 succeeds. You are not hit by the wail of the Banshee, but instead take the psychic damage, and you take a total of 12 points of damage. Roll me another concentration check.
Okay. 25.
Right. Banshee number 3 will take damage as is within, starts his turn, and will instead, seeing that Duran is back up, will strike at you on the ground, Duran. So you take, Duran, 11 points of...
I use my reaction to reduce that by 50%. Totally. Duran kind of rolls on the ground to the side and takes the attack in a way that doesn't knock him out again, leaving him with 1 or 2 hit points.
All right. So you're able to just roll out the way, only taking some damage, though it's still damage nonetheless, onto your side as the Banshee wails in anger. And lastly, Banshee number 4. Oh no, already went. All right. So Cal, you're up next.
I assess what's going on the battlefield from up above with Horatio, and I notice that these Revenants have stopped healing, or it seems that their whatever shimmer about them had been healing them, and like the small cuts and wounds that had been inflicted were closing. I see that that has stopped, and I yell down to all of my companions that I relay that information. They've stopped healing. We need to get Duran out of there. And I will try to make some room for a rescue attempt by shooting at plane spell number two.
Okay. And keep in mind, you're still frightened, and the frightened creature is within view as you have the high ground.
Yes, it'll give me disadvantage on. So I will use one of my regular pistols. Oh my gosh, losing a 20 feels real bad. But an 18 still hits.
Yes, it does.
So I will roll that damage. 4 damage. And I'll use my second attack to keep firing away. Another one.
No.
And one of my non-magical pistols now jams.
It's like old Cal all over again.
It is. This is the worst. I use the other pistol with my bonus action, which isn't jammed. The only revolver I have that is not currently jammed. And I will try to fire away at this skull again. 14 hits.
14 hits, full damage.
7. Oh, I'm so frustrated right now. All right. I'm going to use the rest of my turn to stow these pistols and just get out Demon's Bane.
All right, so you go ahead and after firing your shots and unfortunately one of them getting unstunned and leaving only one pistol left that is not jammed, you whip out Demon's Bane, the long railgun, and prepare to attack with it instead.
And that's my turn.
All right, up next, zombie number 4, which will walk its way over into... They're extremely stupid, so they're just going to walk in there and try to attack this one person here. Let's see if they roll high enough to hit. Okay, they go ahead and roll an attack, and the pedestrian ducks up, help! And manages to duck underneath the swing of the zombie as it tries to grab it. Yes, it does.
And then since it walked in my zone, it took 15 points of radiant damage.
All right, let's see if it's able to Can it come back with radiant damage? Let me just...
I was going to say, does radiant do anything?
I don't think so.
If I'm not mistaken, it's just fire and crits.
Aha! Radiant. No, it's radiant and crit. Not even fire.
Oh, it is radiant and crit.
Though it does not come back, as it disintegrates into nothing but dust,
yes.
Purified by the radiant damage. All right. Zombie number 8 will instead try to move its way over, stepping in and making an attack against this poor pedestrian here. See if it manages to get him. But as it goes and makes a strike, because as soon as it steps in there, it just turns into dust from the more the unicorn striking at it, killing the creature, or killing it again.
Giving it the true death.
All right. All the zombies have been wiped out. Monaco getting 11 points of healing back from the Royal Dominion. What do you wish to do? Oh, I do need you to make a dexterity saving throw because you did end your turn last time, I guess, next to the fire, and I forgot to do so. So let's just get that out of the way now.
A 3.
All right, so you take half of 5, round it up, becomes 3 points of damage. But continue your turn.
So Monaco will she waltzes around the flaming sphere, getting close to King, and says, "Things are dire. I know things." Dance with me, King. Dance.
I reluctantly accept her hand, looking around at Duran still on the ground and the skulls everywhere, and accept her hand.
And then she will stone dance, attempting to perform a sort of a waltz with King, integrating her dance into his dance, and expending a 2 soul bursts to activate her Stone Dance Vagary, Diamonds Ballet, Diamonds Crush! And she will attempt to crush the Revenants, unless there's more to it.
Okay, roll me a Wisdom check.
A 7, but she will... She will activate Dark One's Own Luck, to giving her a D10.
All right, go ahead and add that D10.
Adding a 5!
Can I... also add to this cacophony of energy and magics, I have my reaction to add in my shared favor and add one more D4.
Do an ability check?
Anything that I can see, ability check, save, attack, and I'll add 4 more.
Yeah, you surely can.
A 16.
Making your final number, 16. Okay, although, and you also have your...
She has an inspiration. Can I spend that too?
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can spend that inspiration.
For a total of 21.
21. Okay. So, Monaco, as you begin to walk on over towards King, seeing the danger that's happening in front of you, you begin to dance around, matching the movements, slowing the tempo of the entire battle itself as you everything begins to slow down and you and King start to dance in tangent. You just follow his pace and start to move it, turn it into your own flow. As you do so, you see the waters from the river begin to rise up, and the ground, the stone ground beneath your feet, begin to shake and buckle as they begin to intertwine into two crescent moons that fit together perfectly, one with the energy of Mileyki and the other with the energy of Nyx. Though there's a little bit of darkness of infernal energy inflamed into it. As it does so, crystal pillars begin to shine up that's encased in the water. So almost like water-covered crystal pillars that come out of the ground, each of them piercing directly through the flame skulls. Each flame skull gets impaled through its mouth, and you just see shards of crystals come out of it as they all begin to glow. They are completely impaired and cannot move, and they have to actually make a saving throw to get out of your check, as well as they are continuing to take damage over time as you start to see the energy from them just being sapped slowly and surely. But they are all completely restrained and cannot move. But
don't stop, King. Join with me. Step there.
All right. It's working. They're beautiful pillars. Pillars of power.
And the water, it mixes with everything and together.
All right. And you notice that they are taking, as if the equivalent of how you're getting health over time, they seem to be taking damage over time, though you're not sure how much at this point. All right. But is there anything else you wish to do, Monaco? That was just your movement. You could still have an action.
My goodness. Yeah. So they impaled as they are, she will strike a sort of pirouette. And as she does so, a gout of flame erupts from beneath flame skull number two, and she will cast bonfire on it. So flames erupt from around the stake, and I guess casting it on the flame skull. She would cast it on the banshee. She does that on the banshee. Sorry, okay, yeah. But a gout of flame will unleash and shroud the banshee, and I will just cast it on it.
All right, go ahead and roll your attack. All right, it failed. 15.
It takes 6, but I reroll 2 of those 1s into a 3, adding, so just 8 damage to it, halved, it looks like.
And this was banshee number 2?
Yeah.
Okay, I will give it another 1 of damage. Okay, alright, so with all of the creatures restrained in front of you after this magnificent dance, you hurl your flaming ability over at the banshee as it takes the flames, though not much damage as it is protected against the magical flames. Is there anything else you wish to do this turn?
No. She continues to dance.
Up next is Horatio. After seeing this magnificent combination of their elements together, forming these crystal-watered pillars that seem to be sapping the strength away from these undead creatures, what do you wish to do atop the roof with the banshee in front of you?
Horatio takes a look at Cal, says, "You got it from here, right?" And he's going to cast Far Step and bounce again.
You got it.
So when I cast Far Step, it is a bonus action. I can teleport up to 60 feet once I cast it. And then every other turn, I can use my bonus action to teleport again.
Okay.
So I'm going to... I can teleport 60 feet. So I'm going to teleport right over here.
Certainly.
And then that was a bonus action. So, if I'm not mistaken, I can use a cantrip, correct?
Correct. All right.
So, let me clear my spell slot for that. And then I will firebolt. I will firebolt the warhorse skeleton just because it's big and menacing. 18 hits.
All right, roll that damage.
12 points of damage.
12 points of damage. All right. So you go ahead and strike your fireball over at the warhorse that the Revenant is upon. Striking it, the warhorse turns into nothing but dust and bones, as the Revenant will have to use his reaction to catch himself from falling prone. Looking back, he looks up at you, pointing a finger at you with a very skeletal finger, looking at you with his beady eyes.
And that is the end of my turn.
All right. Up next, Duran. Once again, you are brought back to consciousness, being healed by King. What do you wish to do on the ground?
Drench sharply inhales and reassesses the situation, looking at the flame skulls, prepared to get hit until he realizes they're encased in crystal. He's going to grab from his pack. Yep, one potion of greater healing.
All right, use a bonus action to quaff it up.
Just a bonus action? Cool.
What kind of potion was it?
Potion of
greater healing. What is it, 4d4 plus 4?
Healing him by 16 hits. Let's put that on him. And then he's going to... he's used half his movement to stand back up. And then without lighting a Firethorn, because that's a bonus action, he's going to actually strike at a flame skull because he sees there are still people who haven't escaped yet.
Okay. All right. 21 hits. Go ahead and roll that attack. Damage. Sorry.
Okay. Awesome. Well, he swings at it again.
All right. That's a hit. Roll damage.
Hold on. Let me roll one more. Okay.
All right. 10 more points of damage. They're looking really rough. And don't forget they're at advantage and you have an accuracy, but I think you've been doing it.
Yeah. And then he's going to...
you did bonus action. Drink your thing.
Banshee still seems fine, so he's going to move back over... wait, no, he's not going to move there. He can't. He's just going to move 5 feet closer this way and end his turn. All right,
that will give opportunity to... actually, the full ankle cannot take opportunity attack from there, so it's fine. All right, so you go ahead and duck back into the fray of battle after making your attacks. Once again, upright again, though still taking some points of damage, though. Quaffing your potion has helped greatly. Up next are the Revenants, who can now see you, so they will now actually go and take their turns.
Oh, yeah. After Duran does that, the last thing he does is he points his blade at the Revenant, and he says, "I see you," and then he closes his eyes.
All right. The Warhorse skeleton is killed by the onslaught of spiritual guardians. So the Revenant will use his reaction to, since his turn is back again, to land safely onto the ground. You've now killed every Warhorse.
Skeletal
Warhorse. It will push against the fleeing gnomes and humans and other types of pedestrians to continue making its way half speed towards Duran. Because actually, no. It sees that King is doing all this holy damage. It's going to go in that direction.
For the record, it's already canon that the Liberators hate horses.
All right. So, King, you get two attacks against you. Oh, it's going to... they're very smart and tactical. They're going to step into the spot of the other creature so it can get advantage. Attack one against King. 25, which hits. 13 points of damage. Go ahead and roll that check. Go ahead and roll that concentration check, King. 22 succeeds, so then go ahead and make another attack against you. 23, which hits. Take another 11 points of damage. Go ahead and roll. And a 20 succeeds, so you're keeping up your spiritual guardians. The Revenant will then step back out.
As they get bombarded, I still stand tall.
And as you see them getting hit and bombarded, you see the little bit of healing that they were doing. Now as you're up close, starting to fade away. They are no longer healing. For some reason, Remnant number 4 going to walk in and take that damage and come after you, King. You do the same thing. First, it will look at you and try to paralyze you. Go ahead and roll that Wisdom saving throw. That's ass.
No, 19.
First attack, 20, which hits. 9 points of damage. Roll me that other check. Okay, and
24.
His last attack against you. 18. Another 13 points of damage.
No! I'll use my last lucky point.
Alright, re-roll that one. Oh,
I thought it was a 1!
I thought it was a
1
again! It almost was.
Dirty
20.
Succeed in keeping your spiritual guardians up. Alright. Okay, so Remnant number 4 ends its turn, trying to stop this effect that's happening that it notices coming from King. All right, the next Revenant, the last one, is going to go up and take damage, so you go ahead and attack it, but instead go after Monaco, and it will not get advantage because it does not want to step into the flames. All right, so Remnant number 5 will attack normally at Monaco. First, I need you to make me a Wisdom saving throw, Monaco, as it stares into your eyes with his beady red look. An 11. All right, that's a failure. You are paralyzed. All right, first attack is a 12, which misses.
Her armor of shadows protects her.
Second is a 16. All right, but that one hits. So you take 14 points of damage as well as an additional since you have been frightened, or, vengefully glared at. You take an additional 19 points of damage. Okay, and they will end their turn. All right, the Flame Skulls are up next. They are looking really bad. They're unable to move, and you see they are unable to move. All of their flaming spheres will dissipate as they take 11 points of ongoing damage each. They will attempt to make a save to break out of the encasement. Monaco, what is your spell DC?
20.
20. They rolled a 2. They are all still stuck, unable to move, each taking an additional 11 points of damage. Flame Skull number 2 shatters as the water crystal stone structure that's hardened at this point shatters across them. They turn to nothing but just bone. Number 3. Still alive. Number 4 still alive. Number 5 is still alive, and number 6 are still alive. But they end their turn unable to do anything. All right, 6 points of HP back to King. As it is now your turn, you see that at least the skulls are all trapped. Their flames slowly going out inside of the water crystal structure. What do you wish to do?
Oh man, do I stay and fight or do I run?
Do you stay or do you go?
Okay, I'm going to. I have Caliburn in its animated form, so I have the 5 pieces, so I'm going to try and shatter the remaining 5 skulls that are still
make
up.
Sure. Oh yeah, they're restrained, so you'll automatically get advantage.
I'm going to try and drive the spear shards through the skulls that are currently being restrained. Pew, 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 pew. A bajillion.
There's a crit in there, yeah.
A bajillion with a crit. Not enough, though. So it was 10 points, which was partially resisted to 5 points of damage to all of these. Damage. Did any of them miss, though? Actually, because I have Elven Accuracy myself, and since I am making an attack with this, I can reroll the first one that missed on, what was it, skull number 5?
Yes, you can.
Seeing as I've called Caliburn to go through and I was hoping to see a whole bunch of shattered skulls, realizing that we are in a dire situation, I'm going to... I'm assuming I was like still dancing with Monaco and I like turned and spun her and she like looked directly into the eyes of the guy and I like pull her back and she's sort of paralyzed. I'm going to be like, uh-oh, and then quickly call forth a fairy circle and mushrooms are going to form around my feet. And I'm going to dimension door the two of us away to safety.
All right. Where are you guys going?
500 feet to safety.
To the north, to the south.
So I think that I might have noticed Cal up on the roof preparing his big gun. So I'm going to get us the F out of the way behind him so that way he can just full on unload, unleash, and bring us like back over here. And I'm just going to hope that those people will have had run, will run away. I'm going to be like, run to the south, quick.
Okay, so they will attempt to run away. They should have made their movement after Monaco's turn, so they're going to attempt to run. But luckily, you are keeping all the enemy's attention, so they will move their full movement to the south. And hearing you chant, they're like, oh, help, thank you. And these are going to run over here. For the most part, everyone manages to get away, so you have a clear outlook on all of your enemies, except for that one guy who is just shaking on his knees and unable to move. Help me! He's just pissing his pants.
Wait,
he's just
that one dude next to the two like flaming skulls that are stuck?
Yeah, he's just so scared. He's feared. He's just so fearful that he can't even move. He's one of those.
He's about to die then.
But for the most part, everyone is looking pretty weak with the exception of the Revenants. But they do look highly damaged. They've just been gaining a lot of HP back.
Yeah, so my bonus was to attack action to Banff out. And I will continue to Mist Dance and keep up the... I'm going to Banff just a little bit here so that maybe I might be in range of Cal. Because I know that he might be a little hurt.
Well, he's 30 feet up. So he's on the roof.
I don't know. Because he's on the roof. Yeah, no. So he wouldn't get it. Okay, so I think everyone... I still have it. Duran and Monaco has it. Okay. Yeah, so I'll end my turn.
Right. The Banshees are going to go. They are going to attempt to fly after everyone. So the Banshee's going to fly 40 feet up on the roof and head towards... Oh, and then dash another 40 feet. So get into the edge of the house about a house away from Horatio as it looks and goes, ah, coming after him. I'll end its turn there. All the banshees will
futile
do.
Effort.
This banshee will go on over and go after Duran. 10, so it only gets 10 feet. So go ahead and give banshee number 2 that damage. You can do the same for banshee number 3.
I should have freaking upcast this spell, let me tell you.
And number 4.
All right. Oh, and banshee number 4, yep. Because you are, no, actually, banshee number 4, 40 feet in the air. So it's up there with you, Cal. So technically, it wouldn't reach it up high. So, all right. So now banshee, now the banshees are going to attack Duran. Number 2 is going to attack Duran at advantage. All right. That's a 20, which hits, doing 13 points of damage. Number 3 will took the damage already and will attack as well at advantage, which is a miss. It's unable to hit you. Banshee number 4 will come after Cal. With a 19 doing 16 points of damage. Go ahead and roll your concentration on. What are you concentrating on?
I am concentrating on my divine favorite.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
That would be a 10.
Yeah, it would be a 1. 10.
Yep. Yeah. Which is.
But you made it!
I made it!
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, he couldn't fail. Awesome.
All right. All right, so with that, Cal, you are back.
All right, I have the big gun out, Demon's Bane. And I'm looking at the enemies in front of me, and I can see 5 in my line of sight that are directly in front of me, including Flameskull 6, Banshee 2, Flameskull 5, Revenant 1, and Revenant 4. And I am going to just like take a step forward and use the railgun effect. Of my
now remember demons. It is a straight line from you, so technically it's
all right. If that's the case,
jump off the roof. Cloud dance off, jump the, off roof the roof or whatever you
actually I'm going yeah I'll start dancing and I will move with ease and speed, bouncing off of the canopy roof of this shop that's in front of this building, kind of rolling into it, landing in a heroic pose right in front of the shop, basically.
Okay, roll me an alphabetic check or an athletics check as you're zipping down there, even at disadvantage. Even at disadvantage, in the frightfulness of the vengeful revenants in front of you, you're able to just, like a streak of lightning, run past the banshee, landing onto the ground in superhero pose, putting yourself in perfect position behind all of the enemies. So go ahead and put yourself where you wanted to. All
right. I would be like right in front of the shop.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah. And then from there.
Remember, it's 5 feet across. So you don't know. Okay, that works.
If it's 5 feet across.
Yeah, so it's just one square. So you get the one in front of you, that one. Duran is safe.
I'm just trying to see if I can hit 4 and shoot it.
Oh, yeah. I would say you can. Position yourself back a little bit. There's more space. So you would totally be able to do 4 and 5. So go ahead and target them and roll your lightning bolt, your railgun effect.
Railgun.
Railgun.
Nothing but 20s.
All right, we have some succeeds and some failures. One of the remnants failed. One of them passed. And then the banshee passed, but all the skulls failed. So go ahead and roll your damage.
All right. And if I did this right, it should add a d4 to all. Okay.
All right.
31 damage to Revenant.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was great. back to the world of the dead for you all. Hmm. Duran. Do you trust me?
Of course, Cal.
I take this rifle, its chamber now empty. I open it up to reload. And as I do this, I whisper into the chamber, Kalimdor, guide this bullet, guide this spirit, and guide his blade. As I snap the rifle back together, I aim at Duran point blank, and lightning crackles around the blade, the gun itself, as it connects through and as an extension of my arm, and I pull the trigger, bathing Duran in a crackle of lightning and white light, unlocking his potential, charging him to the highest degree possible. And Duran, the next attack that you make will be a crit. I want to energize you, as I know you've been on the edge of this entire time.
All right, so Cal, you go ahead and fire your shot of lightning, blasting off the foes in front of you. Turning towards Duran, you release another shot out of your gun, hitting Duran with this lightning. At first, it looks like it's going to hurt you, Duran, but it does. Instead, you're just fluctuated with this lightning and energy of radiance upon you. And the next attack that you're able to hit with will automatically be a crit.
Yes.
This power. Thank you, Cal.
Kellenborg, guide your blade.
All right. Anything else you wish to do, Cal?
I think that's going to be my turn. I used pretty much all that movement to do the fancy parkouring. So that'll be it.
All right, indeed. So after releasing your torrent of energy, up next is Monaco. So you are still within King's Dominion. You are healed. Though since you can keep up your stone dancing if you want, but it seems like the effect has already taken place onto all the creatures. Though you are hidden behind like the buildings, so you can't quite see any of them. But what would you like to do?
I think she's still paralyzed.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You are still paralyzed.
I would like to use my action to no longer be paralyzed.
Okay, I completely forgot. Sorry. So with you paralyzed at the king grabbing onto, you look around. Go ahead and roll a wisdom saving throw.
A 21.
21 succeeds. You are no longer paralyzed, but you are fearful of the revenant that attacked you.
King!
Don't worry, I got you.
Are they okay?
They still need our help.
All right.
Let's see, number 5 attacked you. I need to take a look at one thing. Do you still have line of sight? Yes, technically you see it. Okay, just checking. Okay. Anything at the end of your turn comes up next is Horatio. What would you like to do?
Seeing that that Banshee is danger close, Horatio is going to use his bonus action and move 50 feet in this direction to his left, to the other roof of the home. And with his action, he will throw a firebolt at Revenant 1. That is a 29.
29 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
17 points of damage.
All right.
So basically, seeing that Banshee, he gets enveloped by this mist, and the mist moves towards the roof of the other home, and as immediately as he lands, his right hand, a small bead of fire gets created, and he just releases it forward as the firebolt comes out and strikes the Revenant 1.
All right. What else would you like to do?
That is the end of my turn.
All right, so Horatio, you teleport away, getting into King's... technically you wouldn't be in King's Dominion because it's 30 feet in the air. But looking down, you see your allies are beneath you. Looking across, looking at the Revenant, you fire your bolt, striking the Revenant as he looks on over to you, hissing at you. Up next is Duran, healed for King's Dominion. What would you do next?
I feel it. Cal and Kellenvor, me and King, all of us, I'll show you what we stand for right here. Duran puts his blade up on his shoulder, and he starts to move in place, and he activates his Cloud Vagary. Cloud Vagary! Strike of the Wind God! He would ignite Firethorn first, just to get the order of everything right here.
And one cool benefit of Strike the Wind God, it doesn't count as a ranged attack, to the point where you'll be at disadvantage if you're surrounded by people. So, 21 hits! So make sure you hold the shift button and roll that damage. Alright. 27 points of damage against Remnant number 5. As you go ahead and release your Strike of the Wind God, a strike of air just comes out as this blade strikes past all of the creatures that are within his way, landing directly onto Remnant number 5. It strikes him directly into where his heart would be as you hear him scream in pain as it flies back, cutting into the water behind it, causing a huge explosion of a water geyser after it lands onto the canal.
Awesome. Then Duran is going to use a bonus act. He's going to use his action surge to take the dodge action. And he's going to fly over here.
So they will make opportunity attacks against you. Not the skull, which is encased in the ice, or in the water stone.
That's okay. Once I start moving, I'll expend one combat superiority die to give myself an increase to AC equal
to
this
roll.
So you
get 7 to your AC. Unless they roll nat 20s, I don't think they're going to hit you. Let's go ahead and find out. So Banshee number 1 and 2 will...
Well, they'll need 2 because
I took
the dodge action.
Oh, yes. Twice to do it, so they'll be at disadvantage. Let's go ahead and see if they hit. Nope. That is a miss. And then again for the next one. That's also another miss. All right. And as they go, They try to make strikes at you, Duran. You whisk past them, dodging back and forth like the wind, and they're unable to capture you. You land behind, standing a few feet away from Cal.
Duran gets up, he puts his blade up, he whispers over to Cal, "Don't look them in the eyes." And Duran is going to close his eyes and take a battle stance and end his turn.
Okay. So, as all of you are in the middle of the battle, fighting these undead creatures and the battle's going on, you all start to hear a voice go through all of your head. Now, I thought we had a deal. The life of your friends for the Shard Liberators. But I see you think that I am just telling lies and should be underestimated. So, let's show you what I truly mean. And at that moment, you see kind of like a black swirl start to form around the center of the square that you're all in. And coming out of the black swirl, you see two thick, hefty legs, as well as a larger body and the form of a humanoid. And the form seems to be tiefling as it begins to start to form. And stepping out of the shadows, wearing clothes that are completely black and red eyes, as you see the familiar visage of with a very long sword at her side, of Ren stepping forward towards you, and then she looks on over towards all of you, says, "Ah, liberators, it's been some time, no?" And in your minds, you all hear Daramo speak once again. "I told you I would let her go, if you did as I said. But now, the one that you wish to save shall be your downfall. Ren, attack my foes." With that, we will end tonight's session.
He said he was just gonna kill her, not turn her into a zombie.
I hate you!
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining. As always, from the first chapter to the last page, take care of yourself, and we love you so much. Have a good night, everybody.